Describe a book you want to read again. You should say what book it is and when you first read it, who the author is, what the book is about, and explain further why you want to read it again.
Well, the book that I want to read a second time is the biography of Steve Jobs, who is a world-renowned entrepreneur and one of the most influential celebrities of this generation. I remember that the first time I read the book was several months ago, around October 2011, when the book was published soon after the death of Steve Jobs. Speaking of the author, to be honest, I can't recall the name, since it is not the key point to me, but I do know that the author is a famous journalist who used to work for the Time magazine. This book summarizes the whole life of Steve Jobs, from his childhood to his journey as a grown-up, from his experience at Apple Inc. to his creative ideas to change the world. This book objectively and comprehensively presents to readers who Steve Jobs really was. I am longing to read it again for several reasons. Firstly, from this book, I can acquire well-rounded information about this amazing human being. I learnt that Steve was pretty ambitious when he was young. His life goal was to change the world. And I also learnt stories of how Apple's products have transformed and revolutionized our life, from reading to entertainment, from making a call to listening to music. He is such a visionary and a creative genius. After a closer look at Steve's life, I have to admit that he is really one of the most influential and greatest people of this generation. Besides, I also find that Steve is an inspiring mentor. He quitted university to find what he really loved, and he told us that we should listen to what our heart tells us instead of living in other people's lives. Even when he was experiencing the suffering of pancreatic cancer, he would insist on blowing his followers' minds at the Apple's conference. And his spirit will forever be the foundation of Apple, and personally, he will be my impetus and strength as well. More importantly, I was reading the English version, which is a perfect way to absorb knowledge and improve my language level simultaneously. I learnt numerous useful words, phrases, and expressions. Oh, plus, I would also occasionally listen to an audio version while I was doing something else. Definitely, my English listening comprehension was developed efficiently as well. Simple, because not only could I improve my reading ability, but I was also able to boost or enhance my listening English. Generally, it seems like I really must read this book again.
Well, the book I want to reread is called Lonely Planet, which is a travel guidebook welcomed by backpackers around the world. It has versions for different countries and regions, covering a variety of information needed by travelers. I can still remember buying my first Lonely Planet in the Sydney version several years ago when I was planning to take a trip to Australia. When it comes to the author, frankly speaking, I don't think there is only one writer for the whole series of books. The only thing I know is that the Lonely Planet Press has published more than 650 different theme books covering roughly 120 countries. This book basically aims to provide trip information for backpackers or other low-cost or tight-budget travelers around all the hotspot countries. The information includes places of interest, recommendations, traveling tips, indigenous customs, itinerary planning, financial planning suggestions, and so on. I am longing to read this book again for a number of reasons. Firstly, I feel that this book is very detailed and accurate. Just as I mentioned, this book offers every aspect of travel information for a traveler, and more importantly, the authors present first-hand experience, since they were travelers as well. As soon as travelers arrive at their destination, they will find themselves pretty familiar with the local situation, since they can preview what they are going to see with this guidebook. Besides, this book is very attractive because it is easy to read. Apart from detailed tips, This book is beautifully illustrated, full of high-definition and up-to-date pictures, including hotels, restaurants, zoos, and even street views on typical days. Readers' interests are greatly stimulated, since pictures are more convincing and direct to help people get to know a city. One more thing to add, the books in this series are pretty handy and light. Since the book is printed with the recycled paper, it is quite convenient to carry. They designed the book in a pocket size. You can easily put it into your bag and take it wherever you go. Most importantly, I have always dreamt of taking a round world tour one day, and Lonely Planet is my guide and GPS for realizing my dream. So that is why Lonely Planet is the book I have always wanted to read a second time.